let's review. The previous Mishnah first discussed cases in which one shliach did not testify to both the complete ksiva and complete chasima. The Mishnah then proceeds with three cases in which multiple people testify to the ksiva and chasima. Echad oimer b'fani nechtav, ve'echad oimer b'fani nechtam, pasul. If one person testifies that he saw only the ksiva, and a second person testifies that he saw only the chasima, the get is disqualified. Shnayim oimer b'faneinu nechtav, ve'echad oimer b'fani nechtam, pasul. Rabbi Huda machshir. If two people testify to the ksiva, but only one person testifies to the chasima, the Tanakhama holds that the get is pasul, while Rabbi Huda disagrees and holds that the get is kosher. Echad oimer b'fani nechtav, v'shnayim oimer b'faneinu nechtam, kosher. If one person testifies to the ksiva, but two people testify to the chasima, even the Tanakhama agrees that the get is kosher. The Gemara mentions two versions of Rabbi Yechanan in an explanation of these cases. Rabbi Yechanan says, Lo yishanu ela she'in haget yoytze mitachas yidei shneim. Ava get yoytze mitachas yidei shneim kosher. The Mishnah only refers to cases in which only one person was the shliach, while the others were not a shliach. However, if two people were both the husband's shliach, then in all three cases, the get is kosher. Because, kesavar, shnaim sheviyu get me medina siyam, ain't tzichin sheyayim b'faneinu nechtam b'faneinu nechtam. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Yechanan concurs with Rava, who holds that the chacham initiated that one shliach must be mekayim, validate the get, and confirm his presence during ksiva and chasima, because lefi she'ein eidim mitzuin lekayimai. Witnesses are not always available to validate the get. However, two shlichim do not need to confirm the ksiva and chasima. And even if they did not say anything, the get is kosher. Because harei eidim mitzuin lekayimai. These eidim can validate the get. Rashi points out that shnaim shebi'uhu, two people bring a get, is generally understood as haget yoytze mitachas yidei shneim. Both are shlichim, messengers, where we do not require b'fani nechtav or b'fani nechtav. But we could also have two people bring a get, and ein haget yoytze mitachas yidei shneim. Only one of them is the shliach, where we do require b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtav. Although one might ask why, in this case two harei eidim mitzuin lekayimai, these eidim can validate the get, Rashi answers, Loi plug rabbanon bimbo im chaburis anoshim lebo yechidi. De loi muchacha milsa. Vim basal hakshir azeh, yakshir azeh. People know that there's only one shliach, and they do not pay attention to the others. Therefore, if we accept the get without b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtav, where others came along, they will accept the get even where the shliach comes alone. However, kishashnaim hevi'uhu, milsa de muchacha, v'loi shchichihi, v'loi achma barabbanon. Two shlichim are obvious and uncommon, and will not be confused with where there is one shliach. Now, according to the first version of Rabbi Yechanan, the Mishnah, referring to one shliach, is understood as follows. In the first case, echad oimer b'fani nechtav, ve'echad oimer b'fani nechtam, the get is possible because, as Rashi explains, de'le shliach atzruchu rabbanon le'mimrinu tavayu. The kula that one person can validate the get was initiated only for the shliach's testimony, and only when he testifies to both b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtam. But here, the shliach testifies to only one of them. And in the second case, shnayim oimer b'faneinu nechtav, ve'echad oimer b'fani nechtam, the Tanakhama holds that the get is possible because gazrinon, dilma aselech lechlufei, became shtaris ti'alma be'eid echad. The shliach, who validated the chasima, did not confirm the ksiva, and there's concern for confusion, that one aid will be used to validate other shtaris as well, when in fact two aidim are required for kim shtaris. However, if the shliach testifies to both the ksiva and chasima, there is no concern by chlufei, because regarding that get, the shliach testifies to both ksiva and chasima, while for shar shtaris, the aidim testify only to the chasima. And Rabbi Huda machshir, Rabbi Huda holds the get is kosher, and there is no concern for chlufei, because in this get, two aidim also confirm the ksiva, while for shar shtaris, only the chasim is confirmed. And in the third case of echad oimer b'fani nechtav, v'shnayim oimer b'faneinu nechtam, even the Tanakhama agrees that the get is kosher, and there is no concern for echlufei, since there are two eidim for the chasima, which is acceptable even for shar shtaris. Lishna achrina, Rabbi Yechanan says, afilu get yitzim mitachas yidei shneihem pasul. The Mishnah refers even to cases in which two people were the husband shliach, and even so, the get is pasul. Because ksavir shnayim shevihu get memdin sayam, tzrichin sheyem b'faneinu nechtam b'faneinu nechtam. As the Gemara explains, this version of Rabbi Yechanan concurs with Rabbah, who holds that the chacham initiated that the shliach must confirm his presence during ksiva chasima, because lefi she'im became lishma, Medina Siam, they were not familiar that a get must be written specifically for the husband and wife. Therefore, even two shlichim must confirm the ksiva and chasima, and thereby attest that the get was written lishma. However, the Mishnah refers to la'achar shalamdu, after the B'day Medina Siam became more learned and aware of lishma. Therefore, in the first two cases, echarem b'fani nechtav, echarem b'fani nechtam, and shnaim arm b'fani nechtav, the echarem b'fani nechtam, the Tanna Kamma holds that in both cases the get is possible, because gezerah shemiyachzra davar l'kakulay, the shliach must confirm both ksiva and chasima and attest that they were each done lishma, because of a concern that they will regress and become lax in lishma. Therefore, since here each shliach confirms only one feature, the get is possible. While Rabbi Huda machsher, in both cases the get is kasher, because lo gezrinan la'achar shalamdu, there is no need to confirm anything, because there is no concern for regression. And in the third case of Echad Ayman B'Fanei Nechtam, Vishnaim Ayman B'Faneinu Nechtam, all, even the Tanakam, agree that the get is kasher, and there is no concern for Shema Yachza Adaba L'Kukulay, only when Shaget Yetzim Itachas Yad Eid Kesiva Dinasu Kishnaim Azeh Kishnaim Azeh. The one who is saying B'Fanei Nechtam is the Shliach. Therefore, the Shliach, who is considered as two Eidim, confirms the Kesiva, and two other Eidim confirm the Chasima. There is no Gezer, because there are two Eidim for each feature. However, Avol Mitachas Yidei Eidei Chasima, Pasul. If the Shliach is one of the two who confirm only the Chasima, while another person confirms the Kesiva, the Tanakama holds that the Get is Pasul, because there is only one Eid for the Kesiva, in which there is a Gezerah, for Shem Miyachzer Adava L'Kakulay.